You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in an all-radio obituary episode as we turn our attention to the radio obituary for Bell Hooks, the American author, professor, feminist, and social activist. The focus of her writing was the intersectionality of race, capitalism, and gender, and what she described as their ability to produce and perpetuate systems of oppression and class domination. She published more than 30 books and numerous scholarly articles. She appeared in documentary films, participated in public lectures. She just passed away at 69. It's the radio obituary for Bell Hooks with a tune that she wrote the lyrics for, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Now we have the radio obituary for Alvin Seco Patterson, the Cuban-born Jamaican percussionist. He's best known as a member of the Wailers Band. He was one of the people that encouraged Bob Marley as he himself began to experiment with singing after he had already gained experience in the musical realm, playing percussion with the famed calypso artist Lord Flea. It was Patterson who would take the newly formed Whalers group, consisting of Bob Marley along with Peter Tosh and Bunny Livingston. He took them over to Coxone Dodd, Studio One, for their first audition in July 1964. Alvin Seco Patterson just passed away at 90. It's his radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nobody know. everywhere.
Where did the nothing in the flea go? Nobody know, nobody know. Where did the nothing in the flea go? Nobody know, nobody know.
Nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know.
On to the radio obituary for Anne Rice, the American author of Gothic fiction, erotic literature, and Christian literature. She was best known for her series of novels, The Vampire Chronicles, which were the subject of two film adaptations, Interview with the Vampire in 1994 and Queen of the Damned in 2002. Anne Rice just passed away at 80. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come in. Who is it? No!
He's a vampire. 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 He's a vampire.
Chinese bugs.
These are just a couple of my friends.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are listening to an all-radio obituary episode. Quintron is still working on that same almond butter jar. She's very loud about it. I can't do anything else other than deal with it. Oh, I can do something else. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Ronnie Wilson. Along with his brothers, he was a co-founding member and multi-instrumentalist for the legendary R&B funk group, The Gap Band. He just passed away at 73. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Ronnie Wilson, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Look here. Well, I'm spanked. Look like I've gone and done it. I'm cracked. I think I stepped right on it. You know, I'm tempted, fading, it's getting late, and I'm real. You know, my mind is spinning, I'm trill. The other side is winning, before you count me out. Let me try to tell you what it is all about. You know, I always thought that I was in control. I always thought that I could play my role. Since I came to this town, my mind is upside down, and I'm smashed. Look like a busted fender, I'm cracked. Where can I surrender? Take me out, coach, I'm through. But I'll get myself together in a day or two.
Ah!
smashed. Hello there, operator, I'm crashed. You'll have to try me later, just between me and you. I think I'll feel so much better in a day or two.
Thank you. shake your dog thing.
The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Graham Edge, the English musician, songwriter, and poet best known as the co-founder and drummer of the English band The Moody Blues. He just passed away at 80. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bhopal Mansi Amina, the prolific and renowned Congolese musician. He was a bass player, guitar player, most commonly a rhythm guitar player, but also a vocalist, composer, and producer. He recorded and performed extensively over four decades as a solo artist. He was also a member of leading African bands and supported many African musicians. He just passed away at 72. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary is for Mike Hoffman, the American guitarist and record producer, best known for performing with the band Yipes, and he was also the producer of The Verve Pipe, Willie Porter. He worked with Paul Sebar and Violent Femmes co-founder Victor DiLorenzo. He played bass for Marshall Crenshaw on tour, and he also recorded albums overseen by noted producers such as Nick Lowe and Jerry Harrison of the Talking Heads. He just passed away at 67. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Mike Hoffman. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My dad was a pack rat. I'm a sentimental pack rat. My mother would say, "That's it, let's clean out everything." But every slip of payment from their mortgage, she put in a little suitcase. It's still there. Before she died, she was almost 99 years old, and she said, "I know I should get rid of all this, but I'm not too sure maybe what I should get rid of." And for mother, that was always an easy decision. She was the utilitarian. My dad was the sentimental pack rat, and I became that sentimental pack rat too. I'm just going through boxes now and saying, how long do I keep these papers? I taught school, high school, and the students through the years, and still now, will send me cards or letters or notes, or would do silly things in class and you'd end up with a note on your desk. I look at them and say, well, little by little I'm getting rid of them, but it's hard. So they go back in the shoebox or the fire. Then I think of what happens recently with those tornadoes in Alabama. And I think these people, whether it's sentimental or utilitarian, their lives have been swept away, and they're thankful that the whole family is still there. The neighbors are still there. You realize this other stuff is stuff. Keep them up here as long as you can in your memory bank.
side.
Tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary in this all-radio obituary episode is for Ak van Ruijen, the Dutch jazz trumpeter and flugelhornist. He just passed away at 91. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary, starting with one of those tunes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Ak Van Ruyen, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode. We've got one final tune to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to the next DJ on the air. And we'll be back here next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. We'll hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've been a lovely audience tonight, as you always are. But like I said, one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the next DJ, and we'll be right back here next week once again on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. Now all is gone. Gone is the rapture that thrilled my heart. Gone with the wind, the gladness that filled my heart. Just like a flame, love burned brightly then became an empty smoke dream that has gone with the wind.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I don't even remember what all the words
are. No, wait, I'm not ready.